One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I am man spreading right now. I need to.
Yeah, I need to start wearing pants because I like to I like to spread eagle.
Baby, pants don't make it better.
It does make it better because a nut won't fly out like some other instances. You know what's crazy? Like, I didn't care that
your nut was exposed.
Yeah, I think I would care more if it was like my dick, because I know that like probably in that moment it wouldn't look like the best.
Right.
So I would probably like freak out a little bit in that situation. But like my nut is like fine. Nut comes in all sizes, you know?
Yeah. If you see a small nut, it's not.
It's like whatever. That doesn't really matter. It's like the penis that really matters.
Welcome back to Zane.
All right.
All right. Let's roll to the intro, baby.
Let me get a sip first. I'm not ready.
We're in episode 46. This is bad.
And I don't know when to time my sips. You know what?
You ready? It's coffee time, baby!
That was my first time ever doing that.
Honestly, I didn't think I could do it until I did that TikTok.
It looked pretty good. Wow, we did the air hump by the camera.
Yeah, just another TikTok move.
I just thought another earthquake was happening.
What? Y'all feel that?
Was that a fucking fat joke?
Somebody's got something on his mind.
But he's got more on his stomach.
More like less, because I lost 14 pounds.
You can take that back, baby boy.
Let's just jump right into it. Anybody got something going on for the week? Anything exciting?
And that's it for today's
happen?
Episode.
Nope. We're good. Let's wrap it up here.
What did I do? I went to Florida last week, or okay, this week. I just got back a couple days ago.
Still jet lag.
It was good. I went back because there was like, you know, just stuff going on. But, you know, during these times, man, everything is just shit. Like, whatever problems you have during these times is just 10 times worse because, like, it's just like we're in the worst part of our lives right now. And it's just so depressing. But I just went back. I had to take care of like some stuff, and it came back. My flight. I want to talk about my flight coming back. Remember your story? How you're next to a lady? It was like ladies that were like harassing
There's
you.
There's a disgusting man.
You had like a little cough, and they just like freaked out on you. I had no freak out, but this lady came on the plane dead ass in a full hazmat suit. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah, but it wasn't yellow. It was white. If it was yellow, I feel like people would have been like,
that's a little scary, because then I'd be thinking like, that bitch got it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, or it's like, what the fuck is on this plane? You know what I mean? Like, what's in the air? I mean, I know Corona's in the air, but like, what's in the air where like you got to look like that? But she had that full suit. She had a full face guard. She had goggles.
You think she had to take it off to go through TSA?
She had to have. They might not have to.
She's wearing a belt on underneath the hazmat suit. She's like, shit.
But her dog didn't have any mask on.
Canceled.
Can't dogs catch it?
I heard that in the beginning. They were saying pets could get it.
So, but not anymore.
Yo,
did the dog vaccines come out?
I don't know.
It's like, what's the truth? I don't know.
But like, so she walked in, stayed in it the whole time, just sat in her seat.
Yeah. And I was trying so hard. There was a couple times where I just, you know, you got to let some coughs out sometimes, you know, because
like clearing your throat,
yeah, clearing
not
your
like
throat.
Cough, like I'm sick. Like you
and,
need to clear your throat.
And throughout the whole flight, there was like two that like, I was like, oh my God, I don't, because I didn't want that. This lady was right in front of me. I didn't want her to like freak out on me and then like cause a scene just like your two ladies did. So it was just really funny. I just had to really hold it back. And
it's such an awkward time too, like where if you sneeze in public,
it feels illegal.
Yes. It's like such like a, you have to like let it be known. Like it's not a Corona cough. Mm-hmm. It's not a Corona sneeze. Like people like just give you that, like, even if it's just like a little,
you're a disgusting man. Look,
you're a disgusting man.
You know, when you have like a cough attack and like, you know, people around you are tired of it and you start to do like the,
holding it in,
or you do the
Yeah.
It's almost worse. Yeah. You sound like you're struggling. I always expect, like, in public for them to be like that scene in Monsters, Inc. We got a 2319. Yeah. We got a 2319.
Oh, yeah. Right.
In the yellow suits.
Yeah.
That was your lady.
That movie is pretty much happening right now.
Some people are thinking that Monsters, Inc.
was ahead of its time.
Well, yeah, it was incredible. But that it's basically an ode to, like, Pizzagate and like adrenochrome.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was connected to that.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
That's a whole nother conversation.
So I don't know if you guys know what adrenochrome is, but basically it's this theory that a lot of elite, high politicians, very wealthy people, and just people of power are drinking the blood of a child that has been basically scared to death, and they'll harvest their blood while the adrenaline is pumping through them, like when they're like terrified.
What?
So they'll drink it, and basically like it's the fountain of youth.
Did you see that clip? I just saw this clip on TikTok, but it was a clip of what's the guy's name? Family Feud.
Steve Harvey.
There's a clip of a lady showing a product, and she was like, it's made out of human blood. Like, it was a word that right. was it shouldn't be in products. It was like uh-huh. I wish I could have it up so I know exactly, I can tell you exactly what I heard, but it was a word where she brought up and he was just like, made out of what? Like, it made him like question it.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is Oprah's favorite product. It's a product that keeps her youthful, blah blah blah. And I remember she like put it all over his hand, and then she said it was made out of foreskin. It was like, right, out of foreskin. And he's like, it's made out of what? And you put that shit all over my hand. Like, I remember it was just a really weird.
Dude, there's a lot of weird stuff coming out. Like, there was an interview on the Ellen Show with Sandra Bullock. And they were like talking about something. And she was like, yeah, I have this. She got like stuff on her face, whatever, to like stay looking young. And they were like, what is it? And she like hesitated for a second and made it seem like she was making a joke. She was like, it's foreskin. Like, making it seem like it was something like completely unbelievable. Can we play the clip actually? Mm-hmm. And
we're cutting our foreskin off like when they give birth to us. Why are we cutting off something that's going to keep us youthful?
Cause they're making goddamn money off of our,
it's a scam.
Our pee-pee skin.
I fucking knew it. I've been known since I was a baby. I knew that shit. Like, why are they cutting it off so early?
Yeah.
Let me have the choice to
It's for cleanliness.
Yeah, right.
They're selling our freaking foreskin.
This has become a conspiracy podcast.
So this is the clip with Sandra Bullock.
Through microneedling, it's like a little roller with these, some of you, I think many of you know it, and it pushes through the skin and ruptures the collagen and then boosts it. You look like a burn victim for a day, but then it pushes the serum.
What are you pushing into the skin, Sarah? The serum. Sandra?
Sarah?
Carrie? What are you pushing into the skin?
Well, you push in whatever the facialist would like to insert into your pores.
But what is it?
It is an extraction from a piece of skin that came from a young person far, far away. And they somehow figured out how to extract.
It's foreskin from a Korean baby. That's what it is.
Okay.
You can't.
I feel like as she's talking about it, you could tell she's like, doesn't want to say it.
But Ellen also is like pushing it out of her. She's like, tell us what it is.
Yeah.
Say what it is.
But I also feel like Ellen is like, she obviously knows what it is. I feel opinion.
Yeah.
And this is just like a game to her. It's like, come on, Sandra, say it. It's like we do that to each other all the time. Every time like you're talking about something and I know what it is, and you're like, go, come on, you say it. I feel like they're doing that.
It's weird.
It's weird, but does it work?
I don't know. In the gay community, we have a different meaning of penis facial.
That's why Kenny's skin is flawless. Look at him go. But like when you think about like the fucked up shit that's going on, it's not seeming too far off. But basically, people were saying that Monsters, Inc. is kind of like another way of showcasing that. So they would harvest the screams of a scared child, and that's what gives the life, the energy.
It's crazy because
why,
like,
does everything have to have a hidden meeting? Why can't we just be entertained and that's it?
Have you seen the Disney movie meetings with the penises in the castle?
Yeah. Everything's gotta be something.
Bunch of perverts trying to put penises.
Grow
in
up.
Grow up.
I feel like it's like adults like just throwing jokes out there, like, oh haha, look at what we can do and we can get away with it. It's like,
I
it's
have
weird.
The original Little Mermaid VHS where there's a penis on the
you really?
Yeah, I have it. At home.
It's got to be worth something.
Kenny noticed it the first time he watched it.
Yeah. I'm gay now.
Thanks, Little Mermaid.
And that's why Ariel is my favorite princess.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
While I was in Florida, I actually talked to my uncle that was in Lebanon, in Beirut.
Oh, yeah.
And
where is he still over there? Did he fly in?
He's still over there. Like he said, it's fine. You know, they'll get by it. Obviously, everybody's houses is still like all the windows are still shattered.
Right.
They can't like fix everybody's houses.
Right,
it's gonna take forever. Like imagine that happened here. It would take so fucking long just for everybody's houses to be completely fixed and done to like move on. Like it's just crazy. So yeah, it's gonna take a little bit.
Do you
bit,
know how far he was from the blast?
No, I didn't ask. We're just catching up because we haven't talked in years. I haven't talked to my uncles in probably like 6 years.
Whoa.
So we all just caught up. I saw my cousins. They're so much older now. It's crazy.
So weird when you see like kids grow up.
Yeah, and they're like my cousin, they're my blood cousins, but like, you know, just some cousins you just don't keep up with. You just don't like, but it's just crazy.
Is that like the part of your family that you would see though when you went to visit Lebanon when you were a kid?
Yeah, those are the people that we would see when I lived there too. When I lived there, for like a year and a half. I went to school there. I was pretty much a citizen there. It was
Did
crazy.
You have citizenship?
No, not like actual citizenship. But felt like I belonged there.
Did
because
you feel like was it a weird feeling like going there and be like, this feels like home more than the U.S. or was it just kind of like you felt?
No. I mean, I was young. I was young when I was living there. I think I was in like kindergarten or first grade when I was there because I went to school there too. School system is crazy out there. Like you saw the tank with all the kids like around it.
Yeah.
It kind of like looked like that.
Oh, wow.
That's how you guys got to school. That was the bus.
And no, it was not the tank part, but just like just a lot of dirt everywhere and a lot of kids running around with like no shoes on. Like it was just very like
interesting.
Yeah. The look of the schools, it's very everything. All the buildings just have like this like Arab architecture, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like every school just looks like a mosque.
They don't take the cheap, easy route. They like actually put like...
Yeah, but no, it's not like... It's not as beautiful as a mosque. A mosque, they really put time into it. They try to do their best to make it look beautiful. But like the schools is just like the architecture is just a much different design. All the girls like are in scarves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think actually half of them, because a lot of them were probably not even... Because for girls in the Muslim culture or Middle Eastern culture, if they do wear scarves, once you have your period, then you start wearing a scarf.
Oh.
So if you haven't hit your period yet, you don't have to wear a scarf yet.
So no one was probably wearing it when like in people your age.
Exactly.
Probably, like, older kids at the school or something would wear it.
Exactly. I don't know if that rule is still the same or it's changed, but that's what I was been told or been taught within our family. But I don't know if it's still like that in school, but they used to just hit kids.
No. We don't use corporal punishment.
They used to beat us in class. But
did your dad go to Catholic school?
Yeah,
because Catholic school was like that too with the ruler.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they would hit him in Catholic school too.
Yeah, my dad got kicked out because the nun went to like hit him, and he like caught her arm.
He pushed her back.
Don't hit me. And like that's a huge no-no, I guess.
He said we won't be having none of this.
Any good? But yeah, so I guess she like went to like hit him again. Like they would hit like hard, I guess, all the time. And like he like grabbed her arm.
All I can think of is American Horror Story Asylum, Sister Jude.
Oh yeah.
Like that doesn't seem right to me.
Well, that's just how it was. Like, yeah, it was a different time.
And parents allowed it too. Like, they were fine with the teachers hitting.
If anybody's going to hit my kid, it's going to be me.
Exactly. Me too.
Woo! You know what I mean, though? I don't know.
I feel like even now, like, it's really looked down upon. Like, when someone sees a parent hitting their kid.
Right.
Times like, change. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember how I told you guys that I used to forge people's signatures on detentions in middle school, like in Florida. My dad told me that I did that in Lebanon too when I was.
He was a bad little kindergartner.
Apparently I always had good handwriting. I'd always forge signatures. I think I remember forging my own stuff for my own work, but he said I would do it for other people too.
That's how you made like a little side hustle.
I wasn't charging though. I was doing it for free.
Oh, I was gonna say a little entrepreneur. Yeah,
we'd always go to this little. A spot called Zifta where there would be a little like a dukane, which is a store in Arabic. There's a little store. This little old lady would run it, and she would have like all the chocolate and candy in the world. And we'd always go there, and there'd be this like little area where we'd play soccer, but it's all concrete, and like within the concrete walls are houses. That's the craziest thing. It's like, but going from that to America and back was just, it was a completely different fucking world.
Traveling out of the United States is such a culture shock, like no matter where you go.
Yeah. I used to speak like fluent Arabic too.
Was everyone speaking like a different language when you were in school?
Yeah, we all spoke Arabic.
And now you've probably I don't know a lick
of Arabic. Wow. It's crazy. My dad told me like as a baby, I'd scream at everybody like in Arabic. And to me, that's crazy because I just don't know it now. There's times where like my dad would be talking in Arabic and like there's a few words I'll maybe understand. But like, it's just like completely left my brain. But like there is this road trip that we took to Syria. And I remember specifically us all packed up in this tiny car and the AC was just broken in like the desert heat out in the Middle East on our way to Syria. And just going to all these things. And we were in our like mosque, like our sarwar kameez, and just going to these different like little restaurants. They don't, like to me, those are like not even restaurants. They're like hole in the wall. Like
they don't have like a Chili's or Applebee's.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that.
So that's interesting.
True. You were outside of Beirut though, but would you go often to Beirut?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, half our family lived there. Because it was like the city, like it was like going to downtown.
Okay.
It was like the tall buildings, all the stores. Right. You'd go shopping over there. It was Beirut was a really nice city. And our uncle, going to our family's houses, they had like nice apartments, nice houses.
Do you want to go back?
I do really want to go back there. We were gonna go to Lebanon this year, and I checked the calendar, and I had Lebanon. On the days that the explosion happened.
You were supposed to be there.
We were supposed to be there when the explosion happened.
Really?
Which is crazy, yeah. Like, I have in my calendar, I'll show you. It's like that, we were, like, the time the bomb happened, that's when we were in Lebanon.
Oh, man.
I don't know if we would be in Beirut or not, because I feel like we would probably stay at our house in Marwaniya.
But I feel like anywhere around there would be...
For some reason, I feel like we would have stayed there.
Yeah.
Longer just to like help out my uncle and all that. I just feel like we would have just been there for an extra like couple weeks.
What kept you from going? Like, why didn't you?
The pandemic, everything. Yeah. So it's like all the restrictions. Obviously, we couldn't go, but I just thought that was like insane.
Damn.
That it was going to happen.
So the last time you went was when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys want to go to Lebanon?
Yeah.
It would be it would be one hell of an experience for you guys to go there.
So cool.
It'd be crazy for you guys to go out there.
It'd be exciting.
I know Matt would love to go. Because when Matt found out I was going, this was like months before I told him I was going, and he really wanted to go. He was like, dude, to take me with you. I really want to. I was like, fuck, okay, let's do it. Imagine Matt in Lebanon.
Look at that.
Wow. But yeah, well, enough about me. It's been 45 minutes. Enough about me. Pete, this is your podcast too. How was your week?
What happened? It was my Bubba's birthday.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Happy birthday, Bubba.
Hot stuff.
I had a nice little birthday with her.
Yes.
How old are you now?
26.
26.
I look 17.
26. Mm-hmm.
We made food and we watched a movie.
Did you watch a movie?
Well, one of my birthday gifts was a projector for outside. So Heath got me an inflatable screen and then we got a projector. So we sat in the hot tub with some tubes, some snacks, some drinks, and we watched The Office.
Damn. Did it feel like you're in a, obviously not a drive-in theater, but did it have that vibe of a drive-in theater?
Yeah.
It's That's so sick.
It's, I don't know why. Like, I've just been obsessed with, like, the thought of, like, having a projector outside, like, in the backyard.
She's wanted it for 3 years. It's all she can talk about.
3 years?
Oh, you waited this long to get it for her? You got to build some stuff up.
My sister bought this little... It's like a little cheap projector. It's really tiny, but it's really high quality. It's really good. So she'll sit in the hot tub and project it onto, like, the hot tub lid because that's, like, her little screen. And I was like, that looks... She sits in the hot tub. They play Quiplash on it.
Oh,
they play
that's,
games on it. Yeah.
Oh, God. Imagine playing Halo on that shit.
That would be sick.
Heath and I want to go on Zillow on it and just hey, like, look at this house.
Look around.
Chat roulette. You go on chat roulette. They see the whole backyard. They're like, oh, my God. What a shot.
Yeah, so it's really nice. So thank you.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Dude, that's a good birthday gift. I know Heath was like kind of like he was... trying to think of a birthday gift. We were talking about how bad were our birthday gifts.
I know Heath was waiting until like last minute. Couldn't think of anything.
It is.
It's stressful trying to find a birthday gift for someone that you care about. Like, it's always so hard. Like, for the past 4 years, I still haven't gotten like a birthday gift for any of my family because I just don't know what to fucking get them.
It's so difficult. I have like a list of stuff. Like, there'll be times where she'll say something and I'll just like put it down. Like I have a
That's
note
what I do,
of like
yeah.
little things that I could get her.
Like even if somebody brings it up for a split second, like if my parents say something for a split second, I'll write it down.
Giving is cool though. Cause like, I don't know. It feels good.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
We should white elephant on this, the white elephant game on this podcast.
That'd be fun. Yeah,
for Christmas. Maybe
some
That'd
gag
be
gifts.
That would be cute.
I'm the same way with cards though. Like I'm like, am I really going to spend like $6 on a card? Like, with someone else's words.
You just, better.
I will.
It's like a lot of people do like that though. It's like the thought. It's like
my
the,
family all is they're obsessed with cards. I'm
yeah,
the only
so
one that's
mine.
Like I don't
I open that shit upside down and make sure anything falling out of there and then
that too.
Every little thing, my mom's like, did you send them a card? Did you send them a thank you card? Send them this card. Send them the, like
that's
for
just,
everything.
That's why
Italian people are like that, though.
I know.
But other than the birthday, I don't think anything else really happened.
Do you have a good week, Kenny?
Oh,
just kidding.
I
Fuck
saw
Kenny.
Somebody.
Fuck you, Kenny.
That really surprised me.
What?
I was outside of my house and I was getting ready to get in my truck and this car was driving by really slowly. And like, I don't know. Like, I just like looked over and the passenger was looking dead at me and I was like looking back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, holy shit. That was Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus? She was outside of your house.
Drove right
on
by.
On our property.
Did you invite her in?
No.
For some crockets and tea? Crockets? For some crockets and tea?
Is she British? You didn't invite Miley Cyrus in for...
Well, she's single now. She's not with Hemsworth anymore. Should have invited her
Wait, she's with Cody Simpson.
She
Come
was
on.
With Cody no, Simpson and they broke up too. Maybe that's why she was eyeing me so hard. She was looking for...
Exactly.
Right.
She was like, what is this fucking weirdo doing?
She fucking not, I don't fucking care who you are.
You FaceTimed me like while I was in the bathroom and you're like, you're not gonna believe who I just saw. I'm like, where are you? You're like, I'm outside.
Kenny's a big stan.
Good for you, Heath. You so deserve that. You need a little bit of excitement in your
No,
life.
I deserve that. I'm a fan.
Some people are a little bit luckier than others.
The second that he said that, I was like, oh, tell her Midnight Sky slaps. He was like, huh?
She slapped who?
Midnight Sky actually sounds like a celebrity's like daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's my daughter, Midnight
Sky.
It's kind of pretty.
It is. That's pretty beautiful, actually.
I'm going to name my daughter Aurora Borealis.
That's beautiful.
It's kind of cool.
She dresses up as Princess Aurora for Halloween.
Aww. There's a Princess Aurora?
Sleeping Beauty. Oh.
Her name's Aurora?
Yes. Oh my
really?
God.
Really? What's Cinderella's name?
Cinderella.
You're like, so what was Beauty's name? Was it first name Beauty?
Hold on. That's not her name, though.
It's not her name. Very good.
What is her name?
You know her name.
Who?
Beauty and the Beast?
Ooh, hold on. I actually don't know. Is it Annabelle? Something Annabelle?
Annabelle. No, that's a horror movie.
Oh.
That's a doll.
Belle. Bella.
It's Belle. It's Belle.
It's Belle.
Good job.
I got it. Thank you.
You guys looked at me like I was stupid when I said Annabelle.
I said Belle.
He said Annabelle, and then he said Belle, and then he said Bella, and then you said Belle.
I just wanted Heath to freak out a little bit, you know, a little bit of steam come out.
Y'all all trying to get me worked up.
What's the beast supposed to be? A mammoth? Like, what's the... Is he a bull? A
Bigfoot?
Sasquatch.
Oh, it's a Sasquatch? Who's the beast?
I think it's
like a fictional creature because
it's
a beast.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they just call him beast.
He's kind of like a
Beauty
man.
And the Woolly Mammoth.
Beauty and the Sloth.
Beauty and the Bear.
Beauty and the Bigfoot.
Do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
No.
I don't like the videos
no, but
that
it's
I've seen.
Really fun to like watch the hunters. It's so fun.
I think there was like actual like hairy people like that back then because you know how like.
Oh, so you think it's just a man that's just hairy?
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Because like think about like thousands of years ago, what did like cavemen look like? Just giant hairy men, you know? So okay. Maybe there has to be still men like that out there.
When people say I was born in the wrong era, I want to be born with all the hairy men.
Just find me a big old Sasquatch.
I'm an old soul.
I think there's something. I don't know if I like think it's like an actual Bigfoot though.
Loch Ness Monster.
Ooh. Also, the Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra, funny story. I was in Boy Scouts and we had to come up with like a whatever, a team name, and we were the Chupacabras.
I thought you said funny story.
Got him.
Got him. Oh, okay. Fuck, sorry. Got him.
Oops, I just deleted all the topics I had for the paranormal episode.
Kenny, you would love this story, but I want to...
Oh, God. Anytime Zane says that, I get nervous.
I want to talk about the time where I think it was like me, Todd, David, and Jason. We all did poppers.
Kenny, you would love this story. Tell me more.
This was like probably what 3 years ago? I think 3-4 years ago. We were out on Santa Monica Boulevard, and we walked by this sex store, and we were like, "Oh, let's go in." So we went into the sex store, and I think the guy recognized David. And so he was kind of like, oh, yeah, you guys have fun here. And I think he was just kind of showing us everything. And he was like, have you guys tried poppers? And we're like, what?
Were you in West Hollywood?
Yeah. And I remember David filmed all this, but we never put it up because it was just like it ended up just
being.
They ended up
making out.
Okay. Maybe people that don't know what poppers are probably.
Oh, yeah. Explain what poppers are. Yeah.
So poppers are.
I still don't know what they are. And we did them.
They come in this little small cylindrical canister thing.
That's after you take it, right?
You have to have the container to take it. If you don't have the drug, you can't take it. So they're located inside the cylinder, and you usually inhale it, usually through one nostril. gasp.
Y'all doing what?
Don't act like you never inhale something in your nostril.
So it's kind of...
Clean it up, Kokor.
Clean it up, Kokor.
It's just sort of considered like a gay thing because it's common in the gay community because it has other... effects that happen when you take it.
What
sometimes.
Are the effects?
Well,
I could tell you how I felt.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
No. Explain what the effects are.
Well, okay. So one of the effects is that it's like kind of a muscle relaxer. So for gay men, the walls of their anus will become more relaxed. So it will make having homosexual sex easier.
Okay, so we ended up all taking poppers for David's vlog, and I just remember all just feeling like really giggly and weird. But is that where you're supposed to feel like giggly and giggly?
I'm
and
just nodding. I'm like, yep, that's normal. Uh huh. Doing fine.
I did not feel anything in my butt though. So, but it did feel like somewhat high.
Well,
relaxed.
I've only...
Relaxed. Maybe it was my butthole that was relaxed.
Maybe.
It's like huffing paint, I'm guessing.
I don't know. I've never huffed paint.
Is this a stupid question? Is it like...
A drug?
Powder or a liquid or a pill? What is it?
It's liquid.
Oh.
Because there's like name... There's like
Hold
catchy
on.
Names like...
No, it's not.
Poppers?
I remember it was...
A liquid chemical. It's a liquid chemical sold in a small bottle. That's why,
you
like, the...
You put the liquid up your nose?
No, you just inhale the fumes that come from the liquid.
Kind of like a Sharpie. You say Sharpie?
Strange.
Yeah. So it's like that's why they have names like Jungle Juice and, like, whatever. So, yeah, you inhale it and it just... I don't know. I've probably felt, like, what you were feeling. Like, just very kind of, like, spacey and, like, chilled and whatever. But it just only lasted for... 3 seconds, and I'm not trying to be the one in the club that's just like every 5 seconds, like,
aw. I said, that's long enough for Zane.
Yeah, Zane's like, that's enough for me.
And then we started playing with this like sex chair, and then he
just had a whole day.
And then I just remember that we all watched this footage, and we were just like, maybe we shouldn't post this. and then that was it.
Yeah, I think your experience was far more gay than my experience was.
Oh, we went out in the town after those poppers were...
Yeah, it was just a...
So really... I'm confused. Like, they're legal over-the-counter? Like, you can just...
Yeah.
I would imagine they are.
I wonder where the name comes from.
Finger popping each other's asshole.
I specifically remember the only other time I've ever heard of poppers was Coachella, like, 4 years ago. We had... because we were doing car camping, and we know that there was this tent next to us. It was full of dudes. It was this giant tent that full of dudes were like all sleeping in. Right. And we remember that we just kept hearing like the word poppers. Like,
oh, that's funny.
And you didn't know what it was at the time?
I didn't know what it was at the time. And Scott or Todd told me what it was. But it was just, it was, I wish I could remember what exactly was said in the tent. But like, we know that it was just being used a lot.
Right.
So poppers just goes, are being used. If you guys are getting jalapeno poppers, I'll have an order too.
I'll chip in. Yeah, I got the grill if you want to throw it on my grill.
If you want to throw it down on my grill, I'm open for biz. yeah, they're legal. They're legal in the U.S.
They look like little 5-hour energies.
It look exactly like that.
Oh my God, it does.
Yeah. So it's like legal in most countries, it looks like, but they just can't be advertised in a lot of them.
Wasn't salvia legal and then it became illegal after like... People like studies
were about spice.
Spice, sorry.
Spice was like the weed that you could buy from the gas station.
Spice, not salvia.
What is salvia?
Salvia, I thought salvia was
like a hallucinogenic like
weed. Yeah, I messed up. Plant. I actually meant spice. It's like the fake weed. They would have it in Florida a lot.
Spice was like an incense that they sold at gas stations. That you would burn in your house, but people would smoke it and it would give you the effects of being high.
But it was dangerous though.
Oh my
like,
God.
I remember the like
most fucked up shit you could possibly
it's do. Synthetic. Yeah. That's why it's not like from the earth or whatever.
Ooh, I love synthetic shit. Mm.
You bet. Did you ever try spice?
No, I was too scared because I've heard stories of people smoking that and like it not being good.
I tried it one time.
You did? How was it?
It was
Why do I feel like it's like smoking a lot of like cigars, like a ton of cigars and then
it was like
or Black and Mild. Sorry, remember Black and Milds?
Black and Milds were great. I loved those things.
Oh, those are fucking gross.
Mariah's looking at me just like,
no, I'm just trying to figure out whatever. Like, is spice like? Is it green? Like that? That's the question. Is it like a plant? Like, what is it?
It looks like it's not a plant. It looks like it's made. It says it's a range of laboratory made chemicals that mimic the effects of THC.
Right,
but like. Just smoke
it tasted
weed.
Like a yeah.
Like what?
Well, weed was like really illegal in Florida, so that's and but spice wasn't illegal,
right?
That's why we. That's oh my why. God! Thank goodness times have changed. It's like why? We're not gonna the thing that's grown from the ground is illegal, so we're just gonna smoke this thing that was made in a laboratory.
Right. This exactly. Chemicals. Just don't do drugs. It's yeah. So stupid.
Especially since we've done it. Not a good idea. So
do as we say, not as we do.
Exactly. Do you remember the hanging upside down flowers? They're called the devil's thorn or something. The devil's trumpet. I know people in Florida would eat the flowers and
that
like hallucinate.
Kills you.
No, you're not supposed to eat the whole flower. Apparently you're supposed to eat like a little bit.
Oh my God. People,
who comes up with
yo,
these
people
things?
Do the dumbest shit.
Licking toads. Who did that?
True.
The what?
Licking
what?
Toads.
Licking toads.
Like a yeah. Frog?
It gives yeah. You like a it's like some insane high. Like
it's a hallucinogen, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
They have like the secretion, like these oils that come out of their like bumps on the back of toads.
Oh my God.
What about boofing? Is that what it's called?
What's boofing?
Boofing.
Look up boofing.
What is boofing?
I remember my friends would talk about doing it and I was never down with it.
You have no idea what boofing is though?
Oh, I know what boofing is.
Oh,
Boofing is the act of inserting drugs into your anus for a much stronger trip, even though it is named like a synonym for farting.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Do that for with coke. Alcohol.
And with
what's,
coke, too.
What's the other thing where they would like put shit and piss in a bottle and then put a balloon over
oh,
it?
Oh, yes. I remember that. Oh,
I don't know why in my head that. I thought that was boofing.
This is not my world. What was that? I am out of
here. You remember seeing that shit? People would put pee and poop in a like a big 2-liter bottle, put a balloon over it, and then the gases would fill the balloon up.
They literally set it out in the heat to make the things rise. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna have to clear my search history after this one.
Baby, that's what my toilet smells like. Oh my god.
Jenkum. That's what it is.
What?
Yep.
Never heard that term.
Jenkum.
Was reported to be a popular street drug among Zambian street children.
Okay.
So this is an international trend.
Heath, I think this would be a great video for us. Great first Zane and Heath video.
Trying Jenkum for the first time?
If you can't beat him, jank him.
Because normally you'd give like content like that to David, but like we're going to keep it for our
drinking
channel.
My own piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally says there was a moral panic in the United States after widespread reports of Jenkum becoming a popular recreational drug in middle and high schools across the country.
A moral panic. Moral panic.
What did we do? That.
Like, who's ooh, like, I want to get high so bad
that I'll do whatever it takes, and I can't find it anywhere else, I'm going to find something within my body.
People who come up with, like, new ways, they should put that energy somewhere else where we need it. Be a chemist or what's...
All that energy.
They are chemists.
Well, Mariah, they are... Exactly, they are chemists. Yeah. It's just they're experimenting on themselves. Do people still, like, smoke this shit, or is this, like...
I think so.
I don't see why there's any reason to smoke the man-made laboratory stuff rather than the... stuff that's growing.
Once again,
ground.
Times have changed. I feel like more people are just vaping.
True. Yeah.
I feel like
it's just easier. I mean, you get it anywhere.
And you vaping don't stink. Like weed.
Remember when people would vape out of those giant fucking squares?
The big box.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the
but mod. Those tasted good, though. Those giant ones.
That was like dessert.
The flavor was immaculate.
The flavor.
Remember, like, have you tasted, like, the waffle and syrup one? This shit tasted like it was a breakfast. Like, you didn't have
what
to
was
eat.
The good one, unicorn's milk?
Yeah, it tasted like marshmallows.
Oh my god, speaking of that, I saw, we gotta try this. This guy.
We gotta try this.
They took a bowl of Lucky Charms, put milk in it, ate the bowl, and then they had just that Lucky Charms milk, and then they poured that into cold brew and used that.
Oh,
that we can get behind.
Oh, wow. How
it looked amazing.
And that's on our coffee flavor, right?
And then you should put whipped cream and put the marshmallows, sprinkle marshmallows on top.
Fuck, so Mariah.
I don't know.
Baba.
Baba.
Oh.
Hot stuff.
Shit. All right. She's the barista for our storefront.
Very good.
I have experience.
She wasn't sure.
Out the word.
We love that.
I can see it.
I can see it too.
Hey, I'm Mariah Amato. I'll be your bubarista today.
Kenny.
He's good.
I'm on so much jankum right now.
Hey, Kenny, can you pass me the popper?
You guys are stupid. I feel like I'm high talking about being high.
I know.
Do you think doing alcohol is cool?
It is fucking cool, okay?
I was quoting Michael Scott.
Oh. Zane answered.
It is.
Loser.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Oh, speaking of Michael Scott, I wanted to talk about this. Do you guys
think The Office was the greatest show of all time?
The Office, yes, The Office is the fucking greatest show of all time. It's crazy to think about shows that existed back then that would never work today.
Yeah,
the Office.
That would be completely just inappropriate, yes. or just be canceled, like immediately canceled.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
There's a couple shows I want to talk about. There's one show. Do you guys remember the show called, Matt was telling me about this the other night, Superstar USA?
No. That sounds familiar.
Okay, so it was basically it was basically like an American Idol type show.
Yes.
But the whole show was based around bad singers.
Yes.
But they didn't tell these people that they were on a show for who's the worst singer. It was like it was Dinner for Schmucks, but in the singing world.
Right, right.
They will have the whole audience, and these people would be singing, but they don't know they're on a show. I mean, it was funny, but it was so fucked up.
So looks like an SNL.
Did the
skit.
Judges act like it was good? I don't.
Yeah,
understand.
Yeah. No, they'll be like, "Oh my god, that your voice is absolutely amazing." Like they would just feed them these like.
That's really funny though.
It was really funny,
it's funny
but like
but
it
today
would,
it won it.
Dude, that would
no
be
way.
So bad yeah. today. They aired that shit on TV.
Could you imagine, Jamie? You said your heart will go on, but as for going on to the next round,
we
you
agree.
Will. Yes, we love you.
We agree. We love you. Like I watch scenes from The Office, and like it was playing today's day and age. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Not.
I mean, this might be fucked up. I feel like it's how you deliver it too. If it's like if you're saying a joke and it's not funny, like. Then it's a little fucked up. Like it wasn't tasteful. Like
they're very tasteful.
It's just a joke in the end. You know, right. The end of the day is just a fucking joke. I love hearing fucking Arab jokes and bomb jokes.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing to me because guess what? Because it's not true. It's just not true. Right. But it's like, it's just making fun of a stereotype. And it's like, I love hearing those jokes.
Well, that's like me with Italian. Like I run with that shit. It's so funny when it's so over exaggerated. Like that's so funny to me.
And I feel like you guys almost like, I feel like just in your characters, you already know you're making, like you just make fun of yourselves all the fucking time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's all in good fun. Like that's how you survive.
And especially
just laugh.
If the show was singling out like one like community, it would be one thing.
Yeah,
but
they hit everybody.
Shows like that hit everyone, and they hit them equally as hard. And so I feel like it's almost justifiable if you think about like the perspective. Like, are they really trying to like harm this community or do them dirty? It's like no, they're just trying to make it funny. If it's funny, I love funny gay jokes. If it's a bad gay joke, I'm like, oh, that's a groaner. But like. I don't get offended by it. Marlon Wayans said something like about the scary movies.
Yeah.
He had an interview recently and he said that there's a lot of gay humor that like if he presented a script with that in it today, he's like, I know it wouldn't get greenlit. The exact same script. He goes, it would not make it past like the first round.
Yeah.
He goes, but it doesn't mean it's not funny.
A show that reminds me of that is Simple Life. I thought that show was the funniest fucking show.
Yeah, I want to rewatch that.
So I've seen a couple episodes because Ella, my best friend Ella from back home, she loved that show, so I saw a couple episodes with her. But it's terrible. Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, and the show is basically them going to different like cities,
it's like farm stuff, right?
Like it's they would try.
Yeah, but the way they treat other people's way of living, like they were just entitled brats, and it was so funny.
They were being dumb on purpose, but they were being so smart about
it. They're like the reason social media is like social media.
Oh
like,
yeah, they're the first influencers. Yeah.
Like they know their characters. They know where to lean into their like bitchiness and whatever, and it almost just makes it okay. It's like It's Always Sunny. Everyone in that show, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, is a terrible person. So no one's expecting them to be a virtuous, like generous, good person. You know that they're awful. So everything that they say, if it's awful,
it fits.
Yeah, it fits with their characters.
It is crazy because like we watched a couple episodes the other night and a lot of the shit that they were saying were very like, oh man, this would never be allowed today. But like it's so weird for a TV network or whatever to cut jokes out from a scene from someone like an awful character saying something awful. It like to me it's like that's not a real person, that's an actual awful
acting, right?
Yeah,
I
it's
agree.
Like an awful person saying something
especially
awful.
If it's like showing like this is what is awful,
exactly, and we're all laughing at like if anything it's showing us how awful somebody can be and like don't be around people like that,
right?
Like, I don't know, it's like
I feel like they shouldn't cut things out of shows. If it's an older show, I feel like they should just put a disclaimer in the beginning.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I feel like that would be a way of kind of evolving with the times. I mean, I don't think trigger warnings were a thing.
Years ago. Put a trigger warning.
There's one more thing. There's another thing I want to talk about. Have you guys heard about the whole Bella Thorne and the OnlyFans?
Okay, I saw there's like, I don't want to say scandal. I don't think that's an accurate word.
I think scandal just means that. There's a drama. Like what?
I think it's scandalous what she did because she's a Disney star that created an OnlyFans. But you're talking about like the fact that she made $1 million in one day.
Yeah.
Right?
So okay. So this is And if Kenny, can you, if you can fact check this, I've watched a bunch of TikToks and tweets about it, but I have not looked up
an article.
I saw people are
really mad at her. That's all I know.
Yeah. So, so Bella Thorne, she made an OnlyFans account, which is completely okay. Anybody can make one, you know, whatever. But apparently on her OnlyFans, she promoted it as if she was completely nude. So you, you bought this, it was like a picture. It was a picture for $200 that you can buy.
Holy shit. She
said it was a nude, which is crazy. Bella Thorne, Disney Channel actress. She has an OnlyFans and she posted a nude. So, you know, a bunch of people bought the picture. But when they bought the picture was a picture of her in lingerie. It
says Thorne joined OnlyFans and set her price at $20 a month for a subscription to her feed.
Oh, is that it? So there was no.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Oh, there was no $200 thing. Okay.
It says, but I heard she charged $200 for a single nude photo. There are tweets circulating right now that allege Thorne was selling a pay-per-view nude for $200. A pay-per-view message is exactly what it sounds like, content that you share via message that your fans pay to view. Hmm. Creators set their price and can choose to send them to individual followers or to all of their followers. There's a screenshot of what appears to be a chat between an OnlyFans user and Thorne who confirms to the user the photo is naked. So it's just a false advertisement.
Yeah, that was the only screenshot that I saw that where it showed that Bella Thorne said that she was naked, but that was the only proof. So everybody started demanding their money back. So OnlyFans implemented new rules for everybody on OnlyFans where they set all these restrictions for, well, now you can't get paid weekly. Now it's monthly.
Yep. It says,
and the most you can pay for a pay-per-view type of thing is $100. So the most you can tip is $100. So there's all these new rules came out because of this one situation, which hurts a lot of,
yeah,
people that are on OnlyFans that are making all their money on OnlyFans,
and
like this
doing
hurts
what they're actually saying.
Exactly, because you know they have bills to pay. This hurts them a lot, and they were really pissed that she kind of ruined it for everybody.
Yeah, 30-day payout, $100 max tip, $50 max post price. That all changed because of Bella Thorne.
That's pretty crazy. So that's why a lot of people that are,
she shook it up, huh?
She's shaking up the narrative.
But she specifically said this is a nude photo
just by that one screenshot. That's why it could be like fake, but like, ugh, I don't know.
I just don't even know like what to believe anymore. I feel like everything is just like,
you can fake anything.
Also, I mean, I'm not doing
right nudity. She tweeted that she's not doing nudity.
I think this may have been after the backlash that she was getting,
and here we are just latching onto some shit that we might have seen on the internet. Just fucking,
we'll never know.
Are we gossiping? Just
that's why I don't get like tied up in this stuff. I'm just like, it's literally none of my business. I'm just like, whatever.
It was all over the internet.
But there's a lot of shit that's all over the internet that fucking is lies. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have a strong opinion on it either way. I can see why other people would have a strong opinion on it. If you're an OnlyFans content creator, I understand why you would be up in arms about it.
Right.
You know, I'm all for Bella Thorne wanting
world,
to, you know, express herself how she wants. I don't know her motives. I can't weigh in on them.
Huh. On a lighter note, Mariah and I have a nice little story to share.
Is it going to be a long one?
Our little friend that we met the other day.
Oh, yeah. Jerry.
We walked to this coffee spot down the street, and every once in a while we'll see this guy sitting there, and he's a homeless gentleman, but you could tell he really tries his best to look as clean as possible. Like, he like parts his hair, will brush it back, and like look really nice. Like, he tries to wear like nice clothes,
and he's always cooking for him. He has a portable stove with him,
yeah,
and a pan, and he always has like chicken going. Like, he cooks for himself.
Oh, there's like a little table like off the street.
Just seems like a cool guy.
And he'll just like sit there and like cook food, and like we've seen him like pouring like oil into the pan and like cooking like real meals. I was like, that's really awesome.
I thought he was a backpacker at first.
Right. And we just kept seeing him.
Are you sure it wasn't a backpacker? Well, is he there like every day?
He's there pretty often.
He's there early in the morning.
Yeah.
Like 6, 7 a.m. and then disappears and that's it.
Oh, you're up there?
But doesn't...
I think that's crazy.
And y'all have
that's
seen
the
him?
Craziest part of the story.
Yeah, like, we'll see him, but he never makes eye contact with anybody. He never talks to anybody. He's just a quiet, like, nice-looking guy. Like, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one day we passed by him, and I was like, we should make, like, a little goodie pack for him and, like, just, you know...
Yeah.
See if he wants it. So we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, trying to see him. And like, we just never saw him again. We're like, oh, damn it. He must have like left. But the other day we were walking by and he was sitting out at the table making his food when we were walking by to come back home. We're like, oh shit, he's there. So we ran back to grab the bag of stuff that we had like put together for him. And then we circled back around and we're going to like walk by him again.
I called my mom right away because I don't know. Sometimes if you give people something, they'll get offended, which like you can't control the way people react.
Yeah.
Just the thought is like really all that counts. So my mom does this all the time. Like she will go up to homeless people and she'll be like, do you want to like come to my house and shower and relax? Like she'll invite them in. It's like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. She's like wild.
She does that like often.
Well, she'll talk to them. Like she's just like so interested and she just likes helping people. I don't know.
Her and Jeff both have that in common.
So I called my mom. I was like, how do we approach him? Like, what do we say? Because he seems like he's doing well. He never begs for anything. He doesn't talk to people. Like just like, looks like a backpacker.
Yeah.
And she was like, you can't control the way people react. Like, just be like, hey, like, we see her all the time. Like, we just want to have a conversation. We got you some stuff that you think you could use, blah, 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 whatever. So Heath and I are walking down and I was like, you say something first. He goes, like, no, you say something first. And we're freaking out, like, who's going to say the first sentence? And the guy ends up saying the first sentence, which is weird because he doesn't talk. Like, we've seen him maybe like 7 or 8 times and he doesn't talk to anybody. So for him to say the first word, I was like, that was meant to be. And he was like, hey, I just saw you guys. Just seemed like a friend, like right away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we went up to him and we were like, oh yeah, like we see you here all the time. Like there's a couple things in this bag that like we gave him like a pot and like cooking stuff and like travel size stuff, like deodorant right. and gel and stuff, like things that like he could use.
That's
a crossword
awesome.
Puzzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was just genuinely so appreciative. Like he was like, oh, he was like, thank you so much. Like you can tell he needs it, but would never ask for it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the thing. He wasn't like a beggar or anything. He just kept to himself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was very, very grateful.
Yeah, as soon as we opened up to him, he like got up out of his chair. You could tell he just hasn't talked to anybody.
Yeah.
And he just like let it all out. Very smart guy, knows what's going on in the world, like very intelligent. And he's 11 years sober and 3 years homeless, he said.
Yeah.
Since his hair is like parted and it's always gelled yeah. down and he's always like trying to look his best. Heath had a theory that
like I thought he could was be, could have been in the military.
Yeah. Huh. You know how like a lot of them become homeless because of PTSD and they just don't know how to like survive in this in the real world. Like,
yeah.
It could have been something like that.
But you could tell he's like very like well-mannered, clean
yeah,
cut.
Yeah, really
like,
well-mannered.
Well, that was really sweet of you guys that you brought him a little goodie bag like that.
Have you seen him since?
Not
we haven't.
Since. Mm-hmm. He used us.
He got what he needed,
we
baby. Out.
Right.
But yeah, it was crazy because he was just like so in tune with what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like just
telling us his thoughts about like the virus.
Does he watch TikToks?
I don't know. He's listening to the podcast right now. He's like,
that's me.
That's what I was asking you guys. I'm like, how does he get all his information? I wonder. Like, I wonder if he
I
just
know.
Like reads the paper. I don't know. He just like gets them from newsstands or something.
Yeah.
Like,
I've seen homeless people with phones. And
oh
they'll
yeah.
be, and they'll be using it. And I'll be like, where the fuck?
I know. I don't
like
think
the,
charging.
Like Jake said, baby, I'm homeless. I'm not phoneless.
But you need service. And like, how do you get billed for your service?
Right.
And all, like, you know what I mean? You need like.
I know. That's what I always
data
like.
To. Sure.
I definitely
stuff.
Don't think this guy had a phone because. He knew a lot. Like it could be the newspaper. It could be word of mouth. Cause he said he kept bringing up like his friends,
oh,
like
right.
his like, it could be word of mouth, but I don't think he had a phone because you brought something up. That's like, that like everybody knows about. I don't remember what it is that everybody knows about. And he was like, oh, what? Tell me about that. So I think he just likes learning. And he was going on and on about the things he knows. And he goes, sorry, I'm like a big nerd. I was
yeah,
like,
aw. He just like started talking about like technology and stuff and was getting
yeah,
excited.
He's a smart guy.
Yeah, baby, we're going to need a new couch. This one's getting rusty.
It's on the way.
Them springs are busted out in there.
Yeah. Let me tell you, sleeping on this was not comfortable.
I wouldn't imagine it would be.
By the way, I don't remember anything from that last podcast. Nothing. I was up at 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, cry me a river.
Doing a podcast at 6:30 in the morning as soon as you wake up, that's pretty tough.
It was early.
And I just don't remember anything I talked about.
Because you,
I was
so
worried I was
going
to get canceled because I said something stupid. Because I just didn't remember anything I fucking talked about.
That's all right.
And that was an episode of Zane and Heath Unconscious.
Uh-huh. There we go. We found a way to put the joke in. We've only been talking about it for a week now.
Before we wrap up the podcast, Kenny has something to share. We talked about it in the last episode. But now it's all set up and we will be opening it up to you guys. So, Kenny, take it away.
Yeah, so I set up a phone line for Zane and Heath to receive your guys' questions so they can answer them on the set.
Oh, that's fucking exciting.
I'm stoked. So
hear you guys' voices.
We can include all the information down in the description below, but it'll have a number. You guys will call in, and you guys will kind of just give us a brief little synopsis of yourself, and we'll hear what you guys want to ask.
So the basic instructions are going to be in the message that we are leaving for you guys to listen to when you call in. But yeah, that's going to be up and running, ready to go for the next episode. So please, guys, leave a little message if you have a question you want us to answer, and we'll try to get to it. And
oh, that's so much better than doing a Q&A. We get to hear you guys' actual voices on the podcast. Woo! Thank you, Kenny.
You're welcome.
For that awesome idea we would have never thought of ourselves.
All right.
But guys, thank you so much for tuning in again to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. We love you guys so much. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the audio of this podcast every Monday on Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, and all those other platforms. And watch the video form of this podcast on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Very good.
He on Tuesdays.
All that without stuttering.
On Tuesdays. Whenever I have something really long to say, I hold my breath, as you can tell.
That's pretty good.
Because I'm like, I start fucking rushing towards the end, just like I did right now.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next week, and we love you very much.
We love you so much.
Bye, babies.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.